All of you ready? Now, the most important thing that I am going to tell you will be almost the autobiography of my this life. But my life is completely surrendered to Param Pujya Gurudev. I just don't know where to bring my class, joining it with Param Pujya Gurudev from many previous births, to be exact, from the last 72 lives. See, all these things I just don't know how to tell you, but remember that I am not interested about my life. I tell you what the Gurujis want from me to you all and then to the whole world. Remember, when I am taking any incident or something I want to tell to be my own life is not important when you read it. What is important is the practical techniques to understand going before more. We should go towards the real life, like that of a deva, for which from any will be linked with any death, but it is only a deva, a amara, immortal. The physical life, as you live in our own lives, we are born to our physical parents, physical parents. But what the dvija is said, whether for the classes in theosophy or as given by Ramana Maharshi, are all the masters, whether Indian or from all the world. The real thing is, we should first of all learn this learning of becoming immortality. Unfortunately, many of us think that to become immortal, your physical world will gone, gone, and gone. No, the physical body, as you know, is only a physical body, is nothing but a body, not you are. Just like a horse, it has got its own value. Remember what I am trying to tell you. The horse which you use to go to a deep place, or you use it in wars, Or as someone giving the posters later letters, the physical horses has its own life. You are using the horse, which has got its own life, to use for your other differences. Got you, all of you? This is the most important thing, and if you knew it, in 1 second, you will become the devata. It is only to learn that your physical body has got its own life, just like that of a horse. The horse has got its own evolution. We don't know what evolutionary thinking the horses may be thinking about, but we are using the horses for your own goals, even when you are riding on a horse, it has got its own evolution, but you are utilizing specifically to your own goals. All of you got this point? I want an answer for this. Can we take that this is all for us? Yes. If very, very clearly remember it. Your physical body is a horse who has got its own evolution. And you who are using the horse for a particular decisions to get some results, they are not of the horse, it is of you. If you can understand it, at this moment you are already a devata. So when you are eating your physical body, you are having your offices, your family, your children, all these are horses. It's a part of it, no doubt about it. But either your family or your social or of those which you use, those of a horse, and the work of your horse, which you have a goal to use writing on the horse, are two different things. Am I clear? Now, the horse which you are not actually want to use it, even though it is alive, has got its own habits, it will be in the stables and you will be in your house. The horse doesn't know that you have a different life of highly level of thinking. The horse never knows. Similarly, the present day physical consciousness in which we are living are like horses, not knowing the real goals of our lives. Very clear to this point? And if you have any doubts, clarify it. Those who have understood it, put it clear. Good. So, this clear and understood naturally means to all of you. Can I clear to all of you? Okay. Now, to live to be a horse, and sometimes not using the horse, you do some other activities naturally or different to the horse. Therefore, that actions we are going to take, naturally we don't use the physical body. The physical body is there. But when you are doing your work, as you want the works of Param Pujya Gurudev, you need not do your physical body. That is where we say that we'll go inside. This going inside has got your own instruments. Just as the physical body with all its 20 actions. I am not able to, unfortunately, with this brain, I am not tell you about the 20. I think the 5 tattvas, the 5 karmendriyas, the 5 karmendriyas and gyanendriyas. Please give me these 20. 5 karmendriyas, 5 gyanendriyas, 5 tattvas, 5 pranas. These are the 20. This is for your physical body, or what we can tell our 20 horses. But when you want not to use these 20, you got these 20, the karmendriyas, the gyanendriyas, the pranas and the 5 tattvas. These you have to leave. You should not use this to do your work. But when you want the horse, you use all these 20 whether you are not using it or not. Let me be very clear about it. When you are doing the physical body, all these 20 are continuously on your work, your horse, or you can say your 20 horses. Is it clear? But when you don't want these horses and you want to be your own life, you have to learn the antahkaranas, those instruments which you use inside you, or you can say these 4 bodies is your antahkarana or intuition. Whether we say the antahkarana or you say that which is inside us, what do I say? The
instruments.
Not instruments, but intuition. These 20, what I have told before, the real horse is can be learned by tuition, by siksha. Please try to understand this word siksha. Siksha has double meaning. Siksha also means education. Siksha also means that you are given
a punishment.
So when the horse is not doing it clearly, naturally, the rider gives them the punishment and always put it back to the way. But the intuition, what Param Pujya Gurudev says, vidya, is different from Shiksha. Shiksha is given from outside people, whereas Dantakarana gives you an intuition. And that is why those who want this Vidya, you will never get it from outside. Even from Parampuja Gurudev, if you get it from outside, it is Shiksha. But if you can get these knowledge, you, from your intuition, so that the teacher gets from inside. And naturally, when a teacher comes from inside, naturally, whatever he is telling will be far outside a silence, a mauna. All of you very clear now, these two, between Shiksha, Vidya and intuition? I am waiting for that, what you have understood. Very clear now. And now many people ask me, what should my children read? Should they become a collector? Or do you become a chief minister? Or an MP? Or X, Y, Z? Can you all answer me, what is the answer? What should the children, or our children, to which college, or to which Shanti Kunj, or to which place we will go? I am waiting for the answer. Right, no need to go places. Vidya comes from inside, yes. And you can add, Vidya comes from inside, not from Shiksha, which is outside. The Shiksha, a punishment for you people. Intuition from inside. Shiksha, not from Shiksha, right? Self-analysis, okay. Self-analysis, or what we say, Vidya. Let us know these words to be very clear. We should know Shiksha comes from outside teachers. The Vidya comes from inside. The teacher will be inside you, not outside. And naturally, in Dakshinamurti, we have a very clear Dakshinamurti Stotra, right? It is better if you, that shloka, if you can put it. It is very, very important for us. And Murti Stotra Mauna Vyakhya Brahmam Tattvam Yuvanam, and some more is there, the shloka, where it very clearly says that the Shishyas are all very, very old. You remember this shloka. This is the shloka which I always utilized in my life. I am telling you, I am not going any autobiography that I have did this day, dated date. But this is the first thing which you want to learn. You know the Shiksha and you know the difference to Vidya. The shloka is over. Murti Stotra Mauna Vyakhya. I don't think that the shloka is something is missing. There are two shlokas, but the point is there, that the Mauna Vyakhya easy you are. Varish, varshish, varshish, varshisha, shista, vasista, varishta, matma, raz, haya, haya,
higa nai,
ravrutam, brahmanis, tat, taste, acharya,
dram,
karma,
kara,
kalita, chinmudra, ma,
nandam murtim.
And what about the disciples?
Guruve sarva lokanam bhishaje bhava roginam nidhaye sarva vidyanam.
Is this okay? Got it? Anyway, I am not very sure of that shloka. I will also find out. But the meaning is okay. The meaning is that the Guru inside you is set with chin mudra. That word has come? Okay. I can continue?
Yes.
So whatever I am telling you is the chin mudra of the young guru, and he does not think anything. He is maunam. You can now understand why it is maunam? Because vidya can never be told from a book or by teacher. It comes from inside, and when it comes by inside, it has to be silent. So that's the important of this particular shloka, and every day this shloka must be always remember it, because that will help that your what is inside?
Intuition.
So, am I clear to you to understand with my own unknowing language what I am trying to tell you? All of you, throughout the day, all of you must have the silence. A real silence. But if you become silent, naturally the vidya, the intuition, what the teacher, the Guruji wants to tell you will come. And if he is not able to get your intuition, it only means that you have not yet able to be silent. That is what every day you have to do the meditation, not to meditation XYZ, to hell with all the gurus and to all devas. You are silent, and then from inside you get vidya. So you be very clear that throughout the day, you should be in vidya. Just as you know chemistry, you know something about computers, or you know something about income tax practitioner. All these are sikshas. You have learned about it from outside. And now if you can really be completely silent, then the vidya will tell you what to do. And then you will not ask others to tell what to do, and you just don't care whether people will accept you to do what you want to do or not, but you will do. And when you do these things, the most important thing is you will be joining to another type of societies. We are living in this society. I am talking here in a house, reading about, linking with you all these things. But because I am able to do, first thing, I have current. The societies give us my food comes from outside, the clothes from outside. I am able to learn this language, I learned from outside. So whatever we are now doing at this particular moment is because of maybe hundreds and hundreds of people helping us to ally, do that we are able to do this class. Is clear? Clear. I'm waiting for the answer. Maybe because the language is not clear. But you all understood. All these are siksha. All these are able to talk all these things. Those who have helped us to make me join this, the Home Minister, Home previous independent. You don't know, I know that man. And all these things, Amaveha Patel. Now you are understand what I am telling? I am trying to understand you that if you are to do all these things because of hundreds of people at this moment helping us to do, if you go to the Vidya, don't you think that more than hundreds will help you to work? Or do you think by yourself? Am I clear? Waiting for the answer. Got the point, all of you? So, when you go into the Vidya also, you will get hundreds of people. Because if physical people are able to a society and picks hundreds to help us work at this moment, those gurus are the initiates. They naturally be in more number to help us than our Vidya. This is the first step which you have to understand, that when you do some knowledge or something comes from you, I am not saying that the physical people will help you. But maybe those who are in the physical body and knows about this level, they can also help you. But you get your personal Vidya because of, say, more than 1,000 people. That is why the Sahasrara is so important in Vidya. Whether you want the Vidya given by Vishnu, or the Vidya given by Shiva. Actually what we are telling us is you will know the Vishnu Sahasranama, 1,000 people to help that Vidya. And if you read this Lalita Sahasra, it means those Vidya helpers come more than 1,000 people. And when that number is a specific, correct number of people which will help you, every one of us, to know our Vidya. That is where we always remember that the Sahasranamas are always only 1,000. Why is it that we never think? We always think of Sahasranamas of so many Devas. But why only 1,000? Do you think that those rishis, they cannot think about 1 lakh names new? I think they can do. But we are able, with our brain, capable to know only about 1,000 gurus. You cannot get more than them. Your physical body is its limit. That is where the Sahasranamas have its own meaning. And almost in all Sahasra Stotras, whether who does it, reads it, or hears about it, or himself reads, get the same results. And you never think why they say it. Nor I am now going to tell about that angle. I am now telling about your intuition. For this, naturally, it is the brain which is important. The Sahasrara is very important. That is why I told all these things. For Antakarana, or of the way in which I am going. Ranganath, no voice, those now please pink
Chandana
Achha. Okay. I am continuing. Now we have very clearly understood that our physical body is 20 horses. They have their own life. But we use these horses to use our goals. And what is our goal? Not these 20, but the 4 important antakaranas. These 20 are sikshas. The 4 antakaranas are intuition, vidya. So the 20 of our body is siksha. Our 4 antakaranas are vidya. This is important. What I have told, all these things you have to learn, make a article about it. But what I am now trying is that our 20s are horse, siksha, and the 4 antakaranas give vidya. All this clear to all of you? Therefore, I will go to the next step. Right. Now, while going to Antakarana, are, what is Kishore says, 4 Antakaranas will give vidya. Right. Correct. Now, to learn vidya, we have no tuition, but we have intuition. So the best method to starting the development of your antakaranas, namely the 4, manas, बुद्धि चित्त अहंकार. मेनी टाइम्स एंड प्रोबब्ली द करेक्ट ऑर्डर ऑफ दीज फोर आर मनस बुद्धि अहंकार एंड चित्त. You people think why Ahankara is put in the third place. Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. I will think sometime about that. But you remember the correct levels of development in Antakkarana is Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. Chitta is the last. And just to give you something to think about it, you remember that the chitta gives the ahankara and the ahankara uses buddhi and manas. And ahankara is only of this particular life, whereas the chitta is all our past lives, this life and our future lives. If you wanted to, in the physical level. Got the answer? So remember, Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. This is the correct levels of Vidya. I'm waiting for the answer. Chitta gives Ahankara. Ahankara gives remaining two. And make it the correct levels, Buddhi and Manas. Chitta gives Ahankara, Ahankara gives Buddhi, and Buddhi gives Manas. And Chitta is not only the past lives, but also your future lives. Is this clear? Now, yes, Shiva has added a correct place. The Ahankara in theosophy is called the causal body or the ego. I am not here to discuss things. Therefore, when I say Ahankara is egoism, the causal body, you accept from my view. I am not read so much to read about theosophy and others, but Ahankara is the causal body, that is the ego. Now, I am telling about you to learn about Vidya, which comes from intuition. No other physical life, including Parampuja Gurudev, will do anything for this. Be very clear of it. All these gurus can throw towards that point, but you have to learn it. Even in physical shikshas also, in the medical college, the teachers tell. But the patient has to lose your brain to become a doctor, not the teachers. If for physical itself is so, why not for Ahankara, the ego? It learns by itself using Manas and Buddhi. Very clear? the ahankara, the ego, which goes life after life in the past, and again the ahankara, the ego, will continue future also. All these will learn by manas and buddhi in this physical life. Is this very clear of what I am now telling you? The ego. I think the correct word, if we can use it, and we use it with this specific meaning, we will call jivatma. It is a Sanskrit word which people use it. But instead of ego and causal body and ahankara, it is always good for us to call our jivatma. So, be very, very clear about it. When I say jivatma, I am talking about the causal body, the ego and all these things. This is what we are trying to define ourselves. What the Sanskrit jivatma talks about it, naturally there are so varieties. But as Shivachanda has told, the ego, we can call it as jivatma. When you will try to learn from manas and buddhi, manas and buddhi, muscle and buddhi, what you get from jivatma, the ego, naturally it comes from manas and buddhi in this life. Very clear? Manas and buddhi, the knowledge we get from manas and buddhi gets from jivatma, which comes from many, many lives and will continue to future lives. Now be very clear that if you can get the jivatma, does not get from manas and buddhi, but it will come from chitta. The chitta is linked with many, many lives and maybe it knows already the future. If you can get the knowledge from chitta, you get another way of knowledge, which we call it as yoga. Now, when you go for yoga and you allow the chitta to get the knowledge from chitta, the ego, then those chitta vrittis which we are now using in this physical life must be controlled. Because in this life also, the ego has got its own chitta vrittis. Yoga chitta vritti nirodha. So what we have to do in the yoga? The chitta vritti must be controlled of about this life. And if you stop it, if you become silent, then naturally you will get all the knowledge that it was in your past lives, now, and also those which are possible. That is the real definition of yoga. Chitta vritti nirodha. Nirodha means control, constraint, the silence, not only about your manas and buddhi, but your vrittis of this life. Chitta vritti nirodha. If you can do this, you will grow very fastly the development to devatas, as Param Pujya Gurudev has said. This is class is over for today. But actually, the things what I have always tried to put, and you can put it as your article, Siksha and Vidya. And also, manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta, that's the head. Got the head? All of you got the heading? Or you can put your own ideas. So again, I will meet you next Saturday. By that time, what I have told you about this, first be very clear about it. Get your own notes. In the class, everyone learns the teacher, but everyone makes his own note. And maybe if it is possible and we can do that, I can see how you are going to do all those things. Anyway, Jai Gurudev, if there are any doubts, you can ask. If not, Jai Gurudev. So those who say Jai Gurudev, okay, it is over. And if anything, any question you want to ask, you can ask. But I would always like to tell you about these three, fourth class. Jai Gurudev. We will meet next Saturday. Same time. Same time? 8:30 is okay? 8:30 p.m. I'm waiting. I had already told you that if you want to any questions, you can ask. All of you also, because it will be only weekly once class. So it doesn't matter if you take some more time. Any question you want to ask, or any clarity you want to know, or anything else you want to know, whatever you want, you can ask. I'm waiting. And naturally, at that time, I need some yajna. Can I speak like this? No problem. Scanning of our thoughts is the first thing, filtering, picking, applying and using is the process which we are using now. Yeah, no doubt about it, Kishore. You are perfectly right. But the only thing is, Kishore, you are hearing it. What we are doing is Shiksha. Go ahead and develop about Vidya. But what Kishore you have read in red color is correct. Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Senior, sir. Why have become senior, sir? Probably has filled about milled the I, the individual. Vidya is what we have to learn. No. Vidya is what we have to learn is a wrong sentence. What you have read is right, but the word is wrong. Correct it. I'm waiting for you to correct it. Vidya is what we have to learn is a wrong. The meaning is okay. What you have said is right. But a word that you have used there is very, very wrong. Correct it. I'm waiting for it. Many of us can also, those who are seeing, can help in that word to be corrected in what I have told now. I think all of you are able to understand. If I give the answer, why? Anyway, now you got it? Vidya is what we have to not learn, but from intuition. And therefore, all of you learn that Dakshinamurti Shloka about, again I forget. Anyway, all of you got what particular shloka I wanted? And remember it. Again, Aruna, your sentence is wrong. You have not understood the meaning of Vidya. Whenever you use that you learn something, it is not Vidya. That is what you have to learn. Maunavyakhya Prakatita Parabrahma Tattvam Yuvanam. Okay. And complete the entire shloka, Shivachanda. Aruna, you got what I am telling? Don't use the word learn. But if you don't use the word learn, instead of learn, what will you put? That is what you have heard the entire day. Because, as Kishore is telling it, learning, not Vidya. Now, it is? Is it? No, that's clear. But what is the word you have to use? If you can't use learning, what word? Yes, Aruna, you understood it. But what is the word instead of learn you have to use to learn intuition, Vidya? Right. But now, when I say the shloka is Adhyamsadhuma Paiki, it is a Katshish Peshe. Yedi? Telugu word. Mauna Vyakhya Pragadita Parabrahma Tattvam Yuvanam Varsishtante Vasa Drushti Kanaihi Ravrutam Brahma Nishtaihi Acharyendram Karakalita Chinmudramanandamurtim Swatma Ramam Mudita Vadanam Dakshina Murti Mide. That's it. Okay. Okay. Scan the thought. What do you mean, Kishore, by that word? If I understand what Kishore is saying, if you scan the thoughts, will it be intuition or you are getting other thoughts to you, Kishore? Am I clear? When you scan the thoughts, it is only another siksha of thoughts. What about your vidya, which comes from outside? No, not from outside, from intuition. Maybe you, as Aruna says, go with the thoughts. Of whose thoughts? These thoughts which you are trying to learn, these thoughts you have learned from Sitcha, from others. Am I clear? Aruna, you got it? And all of you? Kishore says, picking the right thought from intuition. Yeah, and it comes from intuition. Naturally, all your thoughts thoughts you have others, even in spiritual line, the intuition, we don't know what it will tell. All your thoughts are maybe from theosophy or from our shloka I told about Dakshinamurti. These are all outside. Are you clear? Until and unless you can become silent, completely silent, then only you can let the Guru come in. The intuition comes. And always remember that you are not able to understand Guru. Can anyone define who is a Guru? I am waiting for the definition of the two layers Guru. Anyone? I am waiting. One who removes darkness through light. Okay. Are you understand Guru? The light removes the darkness. And what will light do? What will the light do? Nothing. He just removes the darkness. And you know what it is. Got the point? That is why Param Puja Gurudev has given the best meditation for all of you in KDS 2 about Sri Ramachandra. Go for KDS 2 and let those lines. That is the Lear Guru. All of you are hearing it? Page 41 of KDS 2. Om Savita Sri Ramachandra. Again, when you are saying Om Savita Sri Ramachandra, is Siksha you are getting from outside. You get the light. The darkness is gone. That is why I say, don't do this Om Savita Sri Ramachandra. Nothing doing with that. What I wanted is the light which gives you the moon. And in the next class, do give me what I am going to tell about moon, because it will take a lot of time. But okay, the mantra is okay, Om Savita Sri Ramachandra. But if you do that mantra, again it is coming from outside. That is where I say silent, 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 silent. Repeat it 100 times. And if you go just doing it, again it is a word. You should become silent. Correct. Get the light. That is what Guru is. He only gives the light. The light gives everything. Okay. Okay. All questions answer. Any questions? If not, Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev to all of you.